Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
Carly debuted at the Leeton Rotary Ball, and this is the nervousness backstage.
Very nervous and excited.
Now, you got the dance moves down pat, because that's been a sticking point for the whole 3 weeks we've been getting ready.
I know, but I have a long dress on, so I feel like that will be the key to get me through.
Well, I must say, you do look excellent this evening.
Oh,
your hair and makeup look beautiful. You look
lovely.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. And now you say...
What?
That I look good too.
Oh, yeah, you look good too. Yeah, but it's about me. I'm the dim tonight.
Okay, I don't want to put you off or anything like that, but just after the dance practice just then, everyone's sort of standing around. I found it difficult to recognise people tonight because everyone looks so different to how the practice, because everyone's all dolled up, right?
Yeah.
I actually overheard some of the girls saying after that practice they looked at you and they mustn't have recognised who you were, and they actually said...
Well, that's fair enough. I'm on radio.
Yeah. And they, well, not only that, they couldn't recognise you from the practices. And what I actually overheard them...
Oh, thank you.
They actually said... Oh, yeah, she's the old one.
I was afraid this would happen. I'm going to have to tell people that I'm not 19.
That's the general... That's a general consensus around the girls
the
here is that you're the old one.
I'm not here to chaperone them. In fact, I'm going to need a chaperone. Like chaperone.
A chaperone. Yes, you do. No.
A chaperone?
Well, you need more than a chaperone, my friend. Carly, you're about to walk out. How are you feeling?
Very nervous.
You got it down pat. What are you most nervous about?
Tripping my wedgie.
Just don't pick it out when you're halfway down the carpet, all right? Remember, slowly down the carpet.
Okay, slowly. Please.
Just like at rehearsals.
Yeah, okay.
Don't slip. If only you paid attention at rehearsal. Roz, how do you think Carly's going to go?
Oh, look, there's been a great improvement from rehearsal. She's looking fantastic. And, yeah, very calm, but absolutely beautiful. I'm sure she'll do well.
She does look beautiful.
They all look beautiful. It's hard to believe it's the same person that came to rehearsals.
Wow, that is that's a big comment. And when are you going to have to stand by when she falls over, Roz?
No,
she'll do good.
I won't know.
Go get him, Carls.
Bottom step, down the step, down.
Bottom stay.
Nice and
stop.
Slow. Stop. Go stop.
Our next commentator is Carly Torch, who is accompanied by Russell Marchmont. Welcome to Carly and Russell.
Now, Dane, on Friday I debuted at the Leeton Rotary Ball.
Yes, you did.
Now, you commented on how ladylike I looked.
Yeah, you did. You did look lovely.
That is thanks to the lovely girls at Bliss. Mm-hmm. They made me look so good.
Yep.
So I just come to get from getting full hair and makeup.
Okay.
And I thought, I really feel like a lady right now. It's mm-hmm. my time to shine, you know?
Yeah.
Now, this thing, as you explained to me, wasn't a sit-down dinner thing, which was totally fine. So I thought, I'll get something to eat on the way.
Yeah, so it's more of a bring nibblies to the table. So like cheese and crackers and all that type of stuff. Like just nibbly things.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought, I'll just sneak into Red Rooster and I'll get some chippies and gravy on the way home.
You love chips and gravy,
I
don't you?
I love chips and gravy. So... full hair and makeup,
yep.
Very glammed up.
Yeah.
Get the chips and gravy, and I couldn't wait. I was starving. You know when you get that?
You're always starving, Carly.
You know when you get that hunger rage? So I've cracked open the potato and gravy. Chips just stuffing my face.
Were you driving at the time?
I was, yes, a bit naughty.
Very naughty. That's almost as dangerous as on your phone and driving.
Mm. So I was eating chips. Next thing, turn the corner, the burning hot potato and gravy straight in my lap. And I was like, okay, there goes my ladylike moment.
Yeah, go
so
on.
I'm like, okay, damage control, because it was burning. So I'm like essentially going in my lap. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, please nobody see me. Like dolled up to the nines like this. And thank goodness I didn't have my white dress
I was gonna
on.
Say, what were you wearing?
I was just wearing slacks,
oh, okay,
luckily.
That's all right. Yep.
cinema. I get home, get in the driveway, and it cooled down by then. But I'm thinking, oh my God, what if it's burnt my thighs and this is going to affect my dance moves tonight?
I think more than burnt thighs is going to affect your dance moves, like not knowing the actual dance move.
But anyway, so it gets worse though. I'm like, this is why I cannot do things. So I've pulled up to the driveway and it's cooled off.
Yep, great.
And I thought, this is hilarious. I'll send a photo to Russell.
Was it a big clump or was it just like a little,
it was
like
everywhere?
Smear.
It was a big clump, right, everywhere. Yeah. And then the worst thing was I tried to clean it up with napkins and then the napkins stuck and it was just disgusting. So I'm like, this is exactly why I cannot be ladylike.
Yep.
Anyway, so I pulled up in the drawer. I thought, this is funny. I'll send a photo to Russell of the gravy in my crotch and go, haha, look what I did. Anyway, so I'm taking the photo in my driveway and this lady is walking past staring at me, taking a photo essentially of my crotch.
Yep.
And I'm like, this just gets worse. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get on the dress, feel ladylike, walk in the door and the dog tries to lick my crotch. I was like, I hope that once I debut, these unladylike moments are behind me.
And have they?
Not even close.
Carly
and
Bane. Carly, you can't wait for this to start. It is The Bachelor tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. We spoke to Osho Ginsberg yesterday on the show. And what are you most looking forward to, Carly?
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting the girls, finding out what they're all about, and hopefully seeing a bit of a connection start.
You reckon you'll see a connection in the first episode, though?
Yeah, first impressions.
Yeah, that does mean a lot. I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to watch it. Because I'm actually, A, jealous of the bloke that he's that good looking and he's still single. I'm just like, geez, what chance do the rest of us have? And I usually trust these type of things up to someone else. It's my 82-year-old Nan Peg, and she joins us now. Hi, Nan.
Hello, darling.
Now, Carly's here as well.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Very well.
Nan, I know you're a big fan of these TV shows, aren't you?
Some of them.
Now, what are your thoughts on this Bachelor?
Well, I think if he's got to go on TV to pick a girlfriend, he's pretty weak. when you look at all those lovely ladies that, and all the rest of it, but then they're just as funny, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you think they're weak as well, Nan?
I wouldn't just blame myself on TV like that looking for a boyfriend.
So how did you used to do it back in your day, Peg? Obviously not with a rose and a TV crew in front of you.
Oh, no. There's no such thing as TV then, sweetheart. dancing, mostly. I used to love dancing.
So what would you do, like, if you saw a guy across the room, would you just kind of shuffle over to him and put your hand out, or was it always the guy that had to do the
Well, most of the time during the night they would have a lady select, so if there was somebody you really wanted to dance when you got there first, okay. But if you didn't, you'd just give him a wink or whatever.
A
little wink. So a bit of leg peg?
Well, we used to wear miniskirts in those days.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to stop there because this is getting way too intense for me. Carly and Bane. It is time for an intervention with you.
Okay.
It's got to do with you and your dog, Geordie.
Mm.
Now, Geordie is a pup, a female pup. What sort of dog is she?
Well, we got her from the pound, so we're not quite sure. She's a Staffy Cross.
She's a rescue dog.
American
Staffy
Cross.
Which is lovely.
Cross. Yeah.
You've done a great job. But,
Thank you. Can we stop there?
No, definitely not. What I'm going to say may be a little bit hurtful to you, but it's the truth.
Well, you don't need to say that.
But it's the truth.
Didn't Peg, your nan, ever tell you if you can't say anything nice, don't say it at all?
Yes, but she also told me to be honest with people.
Okay.
Geordie's spoiled, which is fine, but there needs to be a step back and it needs to stop. Okay? You are an enabler.
I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
You encourage her to do behaviours that you pretend aren't funny, but you laugh. And you try to get upset at her, but you can't.
What? So give me an example.
I'm coming to examples, surely. You have admitted yourself you have FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Yes.
You have passed that on to your dog because your dog, Geordie, also has FOMO. Because you don't treat her like a dog.
She's my fur baby.
Well, there's an issue there in itself. I was over at your house on Monday night.
Yes.
And Geordie loves it. She loves a visit.
She loves it.
So when I walked in, you were on the couch sort of all sort of cuddled up and Geordie was laying next to you.
Yes.
As soon as I walked in, though, she sort of jumped up and she came at me very excited, just jumped. She's a jumpy dog. That needs to stop as well. We need to do something about that. But she jumps all the time. You're like, get off, get off, get off. Russ is sort of the same. He's like, get away, get away, get away. Go sit on your mat. So she goes, sits on the mat, which is her, like, naughty place.
Yeah.
The thing about this is the whole time she was lying there, you're like, Geordie, Geordie, come here. Cuddles, Geordie. Geordie, cuddles, cuddles. Geordie, do you want cuddles? The whole time. And she was just laying on the mat. Her and I were having, like, a staring competition. And you're like, Geordie, don't you love me? Geordie, cuddles. Come for cuddles now, Geordie. Geordie, cuddles.
And I was like, patting my chest. You were. Come here.
I'm just like, Carly, can you leave the dog alone? Just let her sit on the mat. She's being naughty. Just let her do what she's supposed to do and let her sit on the mat. And it's like the whole time, oh, don't you love me, Geordie? And then she'd sort of come over and we're like, hey, get anything. And I called her and said, Geordie, come here, sit. Got her to sit, patted her on the head. And when I did that, you're just like, oh, Geordie, cuddles. Come have some more cuddles with mummy, Geordie. That's what you were doing. You don't treat this animal like a dog. Now, one other thing as well. The other day we were there. She was sort of on the couch. She was like in like the pouncing position.
Mm.
And your bench is maybe half a meter away from where the closest couch is.
Yeah.
And I knew she was going to jump onto the counter. And she did.
And I was shocked.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
What you did was like, oh, Geordie. And then you laughed. And went, oh, my God, see what Geordie just did?
I laugh. I'm an inappropriate laugher. Like, yes. When things are bad, I laugh. So I was laughing out of, you should not be doing that.
But you're laughing. You thought it was cute, though, didn't you? You thought it was
everything
cute.
Everything Geordie does is cute.
No, that's the problem. When she jumps and bites me on the hand, that is not
that
cute.
That is naughty.
When
she
jumps up to
bite.
My head, yes, she does.
She nips. It's a playful little nip. She's never hurt anyone. She's never drawn blood. But I have come to one conclusion. I've taken all this in, Dane, and I'm going to go find some friends.
Yeah, you need more friends other than Geordie. And do you know what else I'm going to do for you? What? I'm going to get you professional help, and we're going to get over this issue with your dog, Geordie. Now, we have talked about Geordie in the past, how she was sleeping in your bed. Please
she's not
tell
anymore.
Me,
right. No, definitely not.
Do you know what the next step is? She needs to sleep outside. That's the next step for her to be a dog. She needs to go and sleep in her kennel outside.
We will work on that.
Well, I'm going to speak to Russ. Either the dog goes outside and sleeps or you sleep outside in the kennel.